Welcome to the Numerologist Podcast, where we bring you a very special guest every single week to help guide you on your spiritual journey, live with abundance, and inspire your soul.
Hi, Numerologist community. Welcome back to numerologist.com. I'm here again with the wonderful Kelly Fox, and we are going to be talking about the full moon in Aquarius on the 3rd of August, it is. So hi again, Kelly.
Hi, Rose.
Thank you for joining me again.
Of course, anytime.
So tell me all about this full moon in Aquarius.
I feel like saying da-da-da-da. So full moon in Aquarius. Well, this is not a regular old full moon because if you remember from like last time we talked about, it's sort of like if we think about new moons, full moons as a recipe, and then what are the ingredients to the full moon? So in this instance, we've got the full moon, which is forming a challenging square aspect to Uranus. So I'll just put that out there, then I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to explain each of the pieces and how that sort of makes up the whole recipe. So a full moon happens every month, and it's when the sun and the moon are opposite each other, and then you've got the earth in the middle. So if you think about it like a tug of war or a push-pull between the sun and the moon and the earth. But of course, I have to preface this with, of course, the sun is, you know, a billion times bigger than the moon and the earth. And, you know, the weight or the power of the sun out there in space is a whole lot more than the moon. But from our perspective here on Earth, you know, our moon is our satellite. So it's very aligned with us. And, you know, the moon controls the tides on the earth and the water on the earth. And as humans, you know, we're about 80% or more of water. So that's why the moon, you know, controls our emotions, because there's this gravitational pull. So, you know, we've got the earth in the middle of the sun and moon when we have a full moon. And so each month the full moon is in a different sign. So last month it was in Capricorn, which also happened to be a lunar eclipse. So this is the first full moon after the eclipses that we were experiencing back in June and July. So what it means with the full moon is it's not just intensity, but it's a culmination. It's like something's been building and building and building, and finally it like explodes, or, you know, it reaches the pinnacle. So what we have here with this full moon is, you know, the seeds that were sown at the new moon back July 20th, it was a new moon in Cancer. So the seeds were planted and sown, and then this something builds and builds and builds till it's highlighted, you know, with this full moon. And, you know, if you think about the symbology of a full moon, it's like a giant round light, a white light that illuminates the dark sky. So, you know, I love saying with the full moon, I really love saying, oh, it shines light into the darkness, you know, like it highlights something that's been hidden or something that we haven't seen before, and all of a sudden we're seeing it. Now, the other thing with full moons that it's just incredibly fascinating is it's like a projection. So in other words, if there's somebody around you, or you encounter people or whatever it is that are acting in a certain way that we might not like, that might be a reflection of our own behavior, the shadow of ourselves that we're not owning, because that's what it is. It's sort of like we also project. So what's inside is also outside, really. So that's what full moons are about. Now, this full moon in Aquarius is very much about, you know, Aquarius is known as the genius of the zodiac. Aquarius is a sign that has brilliant ideas and genius suggestions and scientific and technological breakthroughs. So that's what this full moon will highlight, things that will come about, you know, maybe solutions to problems that we hadn't thought of before. Now, what adds to this recipe is a challenging square or a 90 degree angle the full moon is making to Uranus. Now, you've got the sun and moon opposite each other, and then you've got Uranus forming what we call a T-square. And a T-square is a major configuration according to astrologers. So if you think about like the letter T, so you've got the sun and moon up the top, and then you've got Uranus down the bottom as like the leg. And so Uranus is the planet of the unexpected. It's the planet of volcanoes and earthquakes and things that come about really unexpectedly. It's revolutions and it's just sudden shocks and surprises. And so Uranus is in Taurus. And so it moved into Taurus in 2018. And so Uranus stays in a sign for 7 years. And so we're already 2 years into it. We've got another 5 years to go. So what astrologers have been saying and predicting with Uranus in Taurus is very much a shakeup of the financial markets. And so, of course, that's what's been happening. We could never have anticipated why, but that's what's happening. So that's what Uranus is all about. And, you know, there's a lot of images that I collect on astrology.tv and create and whatever. And anytime I've got Uranus, I've put a roller coaster or some sort of form of roller coaster in an image because Uranus is just so unpredictable. It's also, it allows, you know, on a unique or personal level, Uranus is about our individuality. It's like how we are different. It's our unique fingerprint compared to everyone else's. So with the full moon, you know, the T-square of the full moon and Uranus, it's very much about there's an unpredictability about this full moon. Now, this full moon is in Aquarius and the planetary ruler of Aquarius is Uranus. So I'm sort of like, I'm scratching my head with this one because, well, I'm not, I'm just using it as a metaphor, but it's like, because, you know, this full moon in Aquarius is squaring its own planetary ruler. So I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound good. So, you know, it's fighting with its own ruler. It's in an unpredictable way. It's going to be something that we might not have anticipated. And, you know, if you're a fixed sign or you have any planets in fixed signs, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, you know, this will be affecting you more so with this unpredictable energy of this Aquarius full moon. So it's very much about, it would primarily be around finances, but also what it represents is any for all of us, if we're set or stuck in our ways, this is going to be a shakeup. And again, as if 2020 wasn't that already, but it's like this is a marking point of, you know, coming out of our comfort zone and trying something different or colouring outside of the lines, you know, not being in our safety zones or our cocoons, but really, you know, taking a step up and, you know, not being afraid to, you know, try something different or try an alternative approach is really what this full moon in Aquarius is about.
Yeah, okay. And Kelly, after the year we've had, this full moon sounds a little bit ominous to me. Is there anything we can do to sort of prepare to weather this storm?
I think flexibility would be the key here because, you know, there's with this T-square, there's a lot of fixed energy. And so the fixed energy means that not being stuck in our ways, not being stubborn, and this is going to be really interesting and insightful actually because, you know, full moon represents compromise regardless of what sign it's in. But when it's in a fixed sign like Aquarius, it's very much about being forced to find compromise so it's being adaptable and flexible and you know, open-minded sort of comes with the territory because it's a full moon in Aquarius. So that's not the issue there, but it's like in other ways, it's like, let's not be too radical, because that's the lesson here. Because Uranus in Taurus, because Taurus is a more traditional energy and Aquarius is more of a radical energy. So it's finding the balance between those things. So tradition versus, you know, trying something different or alternative, you know, the past versus the future, and just being fully here in the present is what this full moon will be about.
Excellent. And it's something I always talk about, but it's all about perspective as well, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, you know, everything has a silver lining, everything happens for a reason. And even though on the surface level, this might seem like a bit of a scary event, there's some hope and some goodness in there, right?
And, you know, I have to say, if we've survived the eclipses and all of 2020, this is nothing really by comparison. You know, all the gnarly aspects and configurations and planetary influences, this is not as big as a lot of the other influences that we've been through this year.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people will be relieved to hear that. So thank you once again, Kelly, for chatting with me about the full moon. The next video, we'll be talking about the new moon in, what is the next new moon? New moon in Leo, which is on the 19th of August. So stick around and check out our YouTube channel for that next one. Once again, thank you, Kelly, and make sure you visit video.astrology.tv. Am I right there?
Yes.
Yeah, if you want your free video astrology report. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Rose. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Numerologist podcast. If you loved it, make sure you subscribe. And don't forget to check the show notes for an extra special free gift.